Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, we're back once again. Hopefully you all managed to check out the episode 1 of season 5 last week that came out just before Halloween, called Subtitled. If you've not, maybe have listened to this and go back and check it out after. We very much appreciate your listens. This week we have one of our ghost stories, Short Scares, for you. So to tie you over into our next full episode, it's going to be a fairly quick one. And this is actually a story sent in by one of our listeners named Tabitha, so thank you very much for sending it. I know we did receive it off you a while ago, so hopefully we do it justice, because you've been waiting patiently for it to come out. And it's about when she went on holiday as a child to Scotland, and there was a few spooky going-ons. If you enjoy it, make sure to go to our Facebook page, drop us a like, and subscribe to the pod wherever you are listening. And, of course, give us a positive review, because it helps push us up those podcast rankings and continue to increase our listeners. And the more listeners we get, the more content we can push out, because ultimately, you know, it helps fund us, you know, I'm not going to lie. So yeah, be sure to stick around, because we've got a really great story coming up. This is The Old Dairy. When I was about 12 years old, myself, my parents, and my slightly younger sister went to Scotland on holiday. I can't remember the name of the village, but we stayed in a self-catering cottage called The Old Dairy. It was a really old building, but beautifully finished and really comfortable. That being said, the old building did make me feel a bit uneasy at times, especially the attic bedroom my sister and I shared. Attics and cellars do tend to creep people out a bit though, so I won't say there's anything particularly unusual. Anyway, as much as I wanted to believe in ghosts, for whatever reason I didn't. This was likely because I wasn't brought up religious, and my parents always told me that when you died, that was it. No floating around haunting people or anything like that. So of course, why would I believe in ghosts? Well, one night, neither my sister or I could sleep, mainly because we're a bit scared of that attic room. There was one weird thing. There were these little doors that didn't open up on the walls, and I think maybe that's what unsettled us. We were worried that maybe there was something on the other side of them. We decided to go downstairs to the living room because we thought it would make us feel safer, I suppose. We did crosswords from puzzle books our parents got us for the holiday, trying to tire ourselves out so we could go to sleep. Although mostly we ended up just playing around, but trying to keep hush so we wouldn't wake our parents. I was startled to see my sister suddenly bolt right up, stiff with fear. Terrified, she pointed to the ceiling of the room, where in the dark I could make out a black, wispy sort of thing floating around in the air. I don't know how long it went for. I don't think we screamed or reacted. We simply just froze in fear of catching the attention of these apparitions that seemed to be taking no notice of us. Looking back, I can't remember if it felt like these were positive or negative, but I felt tired, as though they were sucking the energy out of the room. In fact, before I knew it, I was being awoken by my mother the next morning, as if I'd simply passed out during the encounter. Of course, our parents didn't believe that we'd seen ghosts, and if it'd just been me, they wouldn't have listened to a word and just put it down to my overactive imagination. But because my sister had seen them too, and was far less likely to lie or to make things up than I was, my dad believed that we must have seen something, even if not quite paranormal, by his reckoning. Almost 10 years later, my sister and I are both adamant that that's what we saw, and it wasn't at all in our imaginations. The weird thing though, I recently decided to try and find out more information about the cottage, but I can't seem to find any record of it no matter how hard I try. It's almost as if it disappeared, or never existed at all. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Tabitha, thank you very much for sending that in. Hopefully our podcast version of it does your story justice and you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed reading it. But to the rest of our listeners, if you have a story you want to share with us, because we've had a few and they keep coming in, they're all fantastically spooky and really interesting. We would love for you to get in touch. So you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ghoststoriesthepodcast, and send something there, or go to ghost-stories.co.uk and you can use the contact form to shoot a story over, and that'll come direct to my email. Also, don't forget to like our Facebook page, subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening right now, and if you have the ability to on the app you're on, drop us a review, because those reviews are what really push us up the rankings and increase the number of our listeners. What I will ask, though, is we had one recent review saying there was an issue with sound quality, so they gave us a 2-star rating, even though they liked the content itself. What we would prefer is before, you know, just shooting a low review, especially if you like the actual content, get in touch through our contact forms, you know, if there's a technical issue with the episode, because these things can happen. We'll be happy to help out in any way possible. I don't even mind shooting an audio file direct over to you, because we don't want to, you know, first and foremost, we want to make sure no one's missing out. So yeah, get in touch if any issues at all. But yeah, that's it for this week. Hopefully, if all goes to plan, we should be back next week with a full episode. In the meantime, we look forward to hearing from you all. Stay spooky, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?